We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball with the 1A State Baseball Tournament coming up next week in Carroll at Merchants Park. And Logan Magnolia is going to be represented there as the Panthers beat Coon Rapids Baird in the sub-state finals, and they advance to the state baseball tournament. Head coach Kurt Hinkle joins us now. And, Coach, congrats. How's it feel to be taking your team to state?
I think it's just going to be a fun experience for everybody, and I hope they take it in and enjoy their time, and we're able to put our best foot forward.
So tell me about the win over Coon Rapids Baird. What was that like? I mean, to go to extra innings, a wild ball game, and what did you feel like was the difference in the win?
The game started out a little shakier than probably what we wanted or anticipated. Caleb Cool on the mound kind of struggled for a minute, but we got things going, and everything ended up going all right. But we knew Cal Hayden was going to be tough. We knew stringing a bunch of runs across the board was going to be really a difficult process for us to do, and we knew once we gave up one in the first inning there, we were gonna have to really fight back to try to get one or two of them. And there towards the end, we were more or less playing just to make it to extras rather than playing for a win, and luckily that's what worked out for us, and we prevailed there. So
sure. So tell me about Caleb Cool. What makes him so cool as a cucumber on the mound for you this year?
Cool runnings there. he's dialed in, he's got confidence in what he does. He's pitched for us since he's been in eighth grade. And he's been successful since he's been in eighth grade for us. When he was in eighth grade, he probably didn't get the amount of innings that most other guys were getting at that point in time. But he came in and did a little of this and a little of that, and showed what he can do. And just so he's got a lot of experience, because then as a freshman, he kind of became our guy. And so he's got a lot of experience for us right now. And he's been in some moments. He hasn't obviously been this far, but, he still throws the same pitches that he did. And he just got confidence in executing those. And, right now he's got confidence in the guys behind him to make the plays to keep him alive.
Is he going to be playing college baseball anywhere at all?
He is. He's going to go to Buena Vista and play up there, and I think BV is going to get a heck of a ball player out of him. He's a heck of a center fielder, which a lot of people don't get to see right now, as he's eaten up a lot of innings on the mound for us. Heck of a center fielder for us, and got a good stick hitting 507. So he's going to be a nice two-way player for them up there.
Wow. Great opportunity there. What else has stood out for you pitching wise? And you're going to need pitching depth if you want to go long in the tournament because of the way the schedule works out. I mean, you might get Cool in for a couple of starts, but that semifinal game will be key. I mean, how did you feel about your pitching staff and how that's worked out this year?
I don't know. I mean, we're looking at Monday right now. We got to get through Monday to get to Wednesday. I really feel like we've got a really good 1-2 punch. So, honestly, if we do make it to Wednesday, I think that we're sitting pretty good. I don't know what other teams have. But I know we have Macklin Loftus. So, I know he's not on other rosters. So I'm pretty confident in that. And I'm pretty confident where we sit. So it's going to be a scrap your tail off and see what we can do on Monday. And hopefully we're alive on Wednesday and set us up pretty good.
Yeah. And then what has worked out for you offensively? I mean, you're hitting 316 as a squad. not a ton of home runs. So how would you characterize the way that you score the majority of your runs?
Scrappy, I guess, would be kind of maybe a word that I would use for us. We certainly, you know, there's some games we line up and, you know, we hit the ball really well. You know, we played St. Albert here a couple games ago, and we were down 2-1 and ended up scoring 11 runs in the fifth inning to 10 run them and get going. And honestly, that's not out of character for us. Like we can score runs in bunches at times. We just don't really anticipate being able to do that much anymore with the kind of competition and the kind of pitching that we're going to be seeing. So, I mean, there's games that we score runs in bunches, and then there's games where we got to manufacture something and do it. And we're just pretty versatile. We got a lot of depth. We got guys 1 through 9 that have bought into a system. And I think we just, you know, we're lucky to have the guys that we do. I think they're just versatile, and I think we can just make things happen when needed sometimes.
Yeah. One of the things I've noticed, and I wanted to ask you about this just in general, is, and if you've noticed this in particular, not in regards to your team, but just in general for baseball, is that it seems like pitchers have thrown a lot more hit by pitches this year than maybe in years past. It just seems like they've jumped up to me. Have you noticed that as well throughout this season?
You know, I don't know. I mean, there's always, seems like every team's always got the one kid that's got double digits, hit by pitches. You know, the guy that kind of crowds the plate and isn't afraid to take one and get down to first base for the guy. So, you know, I don't know, I guess if I've really noticed that a whole lot, but I do know, you know, that's part of the game plan. Sometimes is take that outside away and crowd the plate you know, try not to bail too much if one's coming inside.
What types of things do you teach your pitchers in terms of pitching inside? Is that an emphasis?
Yeah, I mean, it's try to find a weak spot and attack it. And, you know, we're throwing to a glove. We don't really care where anybody's standing. So we're just trying to hit our target and go from there. So, yeah, I mean, if we're pitching inside, you know, we're set up on the inside part of the plate and, you know, we're throwing to the glove and hopefully not worrying too much about where that guy's standing.
Sure. And if I'm not mistaken, is this the first year that your baseball program has been to the state tournament?
Yes. Yes.
What does that mean to you, to the community? I mean, to everybody, to have that happen.
It seems to mean a lot to people. I mean, I've got endless text messages. I think I just got one while we're here on the phone. you know, I've got tons and tons of messages from people, old players, you know, and just people that you didn't even think really cared or were paying attention even, that have reached out, and a bunch of them reached out just minutes after the game was over. So, you know, they were tuned in and paying attention to it. So, I would say for the community, everybody's pretty excited for these boys and you know, for us as a program, I mean, we recognize that we've had quite a few really good teams, that haven't been able to make it. And, you know, baseball is one of those sports where you got to be good, but you got to get the lucky bounce too, to get this far. And you know, we've been lucky enough the bounces went our way, and then we've been good enough to take advantage of our opportunities. So, we've been pretty lucky with that. And you know, I talked with our old coach just last night. And, you know, he said last night, he goes, well, I don't know that I can say what I usually say anymore is Logan Magnolia is the best program that's never made state. I mean, I think it's been a long time coming. Will Eisinger was a coach here before, and he was a good coach, and he had some really good teams, and just, you know, maybe we didn't catch the lucky break to get there, and so that's those guys that kind of paved the way, knocked on the door a little bit, so hopefully it was a little easier for us to get it open.
So what do you know about St. Ansgar?
Not a whole lot. not a whole lot. No. No, I mean, just looking at their scores, it looks like, you know, they kind of play baseball like us. So, I mean, it should just be a really fun game and good opportunity for the boys. And you know, we should be able to go out there and do the things that we do and hopefully put ourselves in a good spot and see if we can scratch a couple of runs off the board and shock some people. That's kind of the goal, I guess.
Do you think this team thrives as being an underdog?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that if you walked in our dugout, if you would be able to tell that we're an underdog, I guess. I don't know. I think we have a little moxie about us. I kind of think that we don't really care who's in the dugout across from us. If we execute what we do, we feel like we're going to be in games and we can play with certain people. And I think hopefully that's our mindset because I don't truly believe in real underdogs. You got things that you're good at, and if you take advantage of your opportunities, it's going to be a good day for you.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck at the state tournament. Congratulations on your success so far, and hopefully it will come even more. Thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Kurt Henkel, head coach for Logan Magnolia Baseball, as they head to the 1A state baseball tournament here on KSOM.